Well, to Oregon now, where Oregon's recreational marijuana users are using it legally for the first time today. Last night, supporters gathered on Portland's Burnside Bridge to count down the seconds to midnight when the law went into effect.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go! Oregon is the latest state to allow recreational marijuana use, and as the industry grows, so does its political clout. For members of Congress who are constantly fundraising, the cannabis industry offers new high-yield donors, but it also raises questions about the money's source and what those donors expect in return. Conrad Wilson from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
It was a classic political fundraiser, semi-formal, with chicken, potatoes, and salad on the menu. 300-plus donors sipped gin cocktails and Oregon Pinots in Portland early last month.
I don't know if giddy is exactly the right word, but I think everyone felt really grown up.
Amy Margolis is a Portland attorney and founder of the Oregon Cannabis Pack. The marijuana-backed political action fund hosted the fundraiser for Oregon's Democratic Congressman Earl Blumenauer.
People that I have been working with, in some cases for years, dealing with trying to modernize our marijuana laws, came together and they threw me a little party. It was great fun.
Fun indeed. The event raised more than $100,000 for Blumenauer's reelection. Margolis says that's the largest sum ever contributed by the cannabis industry to a politician during a single event. According to data analyzed by the Center for Responsive Politics, the cannabis industry nationwide has donated more than $400,000 to members of Congress and federal candidates since 2002. The Pot Pack represents a newly energized group. They're members of the cannabis industry, now in an era where their product is legal for recreational use.
As the marijuana industry scales up, you'll see a growing legislative presence.
Todd Donovan is a political science professor at Western Washington University.
Right now, you've kind of seen it go from a small lobby group that was about legalization to a more, you know, mature industry that's affected by state taxes, state regulations, local regulations, but where you can open stuff.
Neighboring Washington State will mark its first year of recreational pot sales at about the same time Oregon gets ready to enter that market. So far, Washington's retail marijuana stores have exceeded $250 million in sales. Of that, more than $60 million is tax revenue.
The amounts have been relatively small in comparison with more established industries. However, they are increasing over time.
That's Peter Quist, a research director at the National Institute.
Well, to Oregon now, where Oregon's recreational marijuana users are using it legally for the first time today. Last night, supporters gathered on Portland's Burnside Bridge to count down the seconds to midnight when the law went into effect.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
Oregon is the latest state to allow recreational marijuana use, and as the industry grows, so does its political clout. For members of Congress who are constantly fundraising, the cannabis industry offers new high-yield donors, but it also raises questions about the money's source and what those donors expect in return. Conrad Wilson from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
It was a classic political fundraiser, semi-formal, with chicken, potatoes, and salad on the menu. 300-plus donors sipped gin cocktails and Oregon Pinots in Portland early last month.
I don't know if giddy is exactly the right word, but I think everyone felt really grown up.
Amy Margolis is a Portland attorney and founder of the Oregon Cannabis Pack. The marijuana-backed political action fund hosted the fundraiser for Oregon's Democratic Congressman Earl Blumenauer.
People that I have been working with, in some cases for years, dealing with trying to modernize our marijuana laws, came together and they threw me a little party. It was great fun.
Fun indeed. The event raised more than $100,000 for Blumenauer's reelection. Margolis says that's the largest sum ever contributed by the cannabis industry to a politician during a single event. According to data analyzed by the Center for Responsive Politics, the cannabis industry nationwide has donated more than $400,000 to members of Congress and federal candidates since 2002. The Pot Pack represents a newly energized group. They're members of the cannabis industry, now in an era where their product is legal for recreational use.
As the marijuana industry scales up, you'll see a growing legislative presence.
Todd Donovan is a political science professor at Western Washington University.
Right now, you've kind of seen it go from a small lobby group that was about legalization to a more, you know, mature industry that's affected by state taxes, state regulations, local regulations, but where you can open stuff.
Neighboring Washington State will mark its first year of recreational pot sales at about the same time Oregon gets ready to enter that market. So far, Washington's retail marijuana stores have exceeded $250 million in sales. Of that, more than $60 million is tax revenue.
The amounts have been relatively small in comparison with more established industries. However, they are increasing over time.
That's Peter Quist, a research director at the National Institute on Money and State Politics. By comparison, the beer, wine, and liquor industry contributed more than $10 million to members of Congress and candidates just in the 2014 election cycle. That's according to data analyzed by the Center for Responsive Politics.
This industry doesn't give a lot in the grand scheme of things. However, its giving is increasing over time. So it's giving more now than it used to. And that is reflective of a new industry kind of coming onto the scene here.
Back in Oregon, organizers of the fundraiser for Earl Blumenauer say the purpose of the gathering was to thank him for his efforts in Congress. But it was also an opportunity to showcase what cannabis donors can do for supportive politicians.
We are willing to come out for you if you support us.
That's Amy Margolis again, founder of the Oregon Cannabis Pack. As for where the industry's contribution money comes from, she says it's all above board.
The voters in Oregon have overwhelmingly supported the adult use market. We've had the medical market since 1998. And I don't see any reason that a legislator from a state that has so overwhelmingly supported this shouldn't be able to take that money.
Margolis says right now the industry wants access to banking services and a change in federal law to allow businesses selling pot to be eligible for tax exemptions. And Congressman Blumenauer, he seems on board with that.
They should have a bigger political footprint because it's insane that the federal government interferes with doing things like having a bank account or being treated fairly in the tax system.
Earlier this year, Blumenauer introduced legislation that would tax and legalize marijuana at the federal level. For Here and Now, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.